Some members of the Swami Spare Parts Dealers Association yesterday locked up shops belonging to retailers suspected to be Nigerians at the Swami magazine in Kumasi. Their action was to express their displeasure over the influx of foreigners into retail trade in the country. The Swami magazine, which is recognized as the largest artisan engineering center in sub-Saharan Africa, employs about 200,000 workers. By law, the sale of goods and provision of services in the market, petty trading, hawking, taxi services, operation of beauty salons and barbering shops are the preserve of Ghanaians. Therefore, non-Ghanaians or non-citizens cannot operate in that market. The police are yet to make any arrests. We are joined by Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsueje for an update on the story. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Good afternoon.
No, so, Thomas, what is the latest on this incident?
Yes, thank you very much for having me on the program. As you rightly put it, the information got to us this morning that some of the foreigners who are operating small scale business at the Swami magazine were yesterday knocked up. But because this was not any violent act, the information didn't get to the media early. So quickly, we got in touch with some of the leadership of the Swami magazine in that story area and the Swami police command, who confirmed the story to us, but declined to tell us the details. What the police said was that they are investigating the case and that there's no arrest as of now. They believe in the course of investigations, they'll be able to identify those who took the law into their own hands and locked up the store, since that is an illegal act. And that they are also grateful that they didn't behave violently, but nobody was hurt in the course of taking that unilateral action to close down those stores, which they claim is a preserve to the indigenous people who are operating at the Swami magazine.
Now, have you visited the site yourself, and can you tell us whether or not the foreigners have been allowed to open today?
No, they remain closed, and that there are very few of them. Those who knew that if they don't vacate in their own interest, were told could not open, even could not even come to the place this morning. Some few policemen were also seen around, ensuring that there is peace and order at the place. And that visit to the area by some of our reporters indicate that the place remain calm and that there is no violence act being perpetrated since yesterday when the action took place and the police went in to just maintain law and order. So the police remain calm today. We are waiting for the outcome of the police investigation, whether some arrests could be made and prosecution followed thereon.
Now, were you able to get in touch with any of the foreigners to find out how they are coping with the situation?
No, as for them, apart from the few Chinese nationals who were too well involved, some were from Africa, some were from Nigeria, and those who, if you don't confront, you'll not be able to know whether they are Ghanaians or not, and that you could only get to know if you get in contact with them. But because they were not available to open their shops, there's no way you could talk to any one of them. But the leadership of the magazine, who were part of yesterday's exercise, some of them claimed that they decided to take this action because they have complained several times that these activities of the foreigners are at variance with in this country. But it appears no action is being taken, and therefore they decided to take this action peacefully so that they can attract government attention. But that is why they decided to knock up the source yesterday without resorting to violence anyway.
Well, thank you very much, Thomas, for giving us that update. That was Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsueje giving us an update on a lockout at the Swami Spare Parts at the Swami magazine yesterday by the Swami Spare Parts Dealers Association. Now, we are fortunate to be joined in the studio by the Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Union Traders Association, Joseph Paddy, to speak to our earlier story on some members of the Swami Spare Parts Dealers Association who yesterday locked up shops belonging to retailers suspected to be foreigners. You are welcome to our studio, sir.
Thank you.
Now, how does GUTA take this latest action by its members at the Swami Spare Parts area?
Yes, it was just this afternoon where we got to know that we heard on air but we've not really gone on the ground to see. But we've called our regional chairman to find out if he's, that's a true reflection on the ground. So we are yet to hear from him. But I was told from other groups that the police has intervened and then they are looking into it. As to why they closed the shop, we don't know, because we believe they are law enforcing agency that are supposed to do that. So if it's true, which we are yet to find out, and see the authenticity of the story, whether it's true that they've closed the shops, then it's an unfortunate. But you know, when you are frustrated in life, you decide to take other actions which might not be too good. But why not? If they think that will serve their purpose. But we are not for what, if it is done by our member, we are not for it, because it's supposed to be done by the law enforcement agency, the 30 member task force that the minister said he was going to form. So we are yet to find out what really happened in the Ashanti region.
And what if you find out from your members and they say it's right, it's true? Because we've spoken to our correspondent who actually confirms that that is the situation on the ground, and that the foreigners, their shops have been locked, and that because of that, they've not been able to, most of them have not been able to open their shops today.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. People might act, there are causes and effects. Though their reason might not be very legitimate, but the action which they took, maybe out of frustration, like I said, maybe out of frustration, they decided to take that decision or take that stance. But as Guta, we have not really had any information on that. We are also talking to our correspondent in Ashanti region that the chairman to brief us as what to happen. I've been told he's been invited to the police station, so maybe after that we'll get the full details of what really happened. But maybe it might be one or two incidents that happened, and we'll try and generalize it. So let's have the fact before we come on air to say some of these things. Yeah.
But is Guta aware of any foreigners at the Swami Magazine area who might be trading?
A lot of them. There are a lot of foreigners in the retail sector in the Swami Magazine area, a lot, which we have made complaints to GIPC. They've also come around, they've seen them. The first time we did the exercise, they closed down some shops and later opened those shops. We don't know why they opened. We asked them and they said they have come to regularize their documentation. And so we said, but the law, as the law stands now, the law says that you are not supposed to be in the marketplace. So if the law says you are not supposed to be in the market, why do you have to go and regularize somebody's documentation? Then go and revoke those documentation. So that's what we're calling for. Because the law says that you are not supposed to be in the... It's like you are not supposed to build here, and you're going to build here, and they are asking you to come and regularize your document. If you are building in the middle of the road to create traffic for people, motorists, and then human beings, and then they ask you to come and regularize, it's neither here nor there. The issue is you are not supposed to be there in the first place. So there are a lot of them there, and it's a legitimate concern by Guta members, because with what we are seeing, that the activities of these foreigners is not healthy, and it's not helping our cause as a nation. And then we also seen that we are losing business to these foreigners, in a sense that the competition is not too fair, because these foreigners stand an advantage over us, because he stands in his country, goes for a facility about 3%, the highest is 5%, and you are taking a facility here for about 35-40% interest rate. You can't compete with such a person. So if Ghanaians are complaining that our goods are expensive compared to the foreigners, these are some of the issues. Because if somebody goes for a facility, like 100,000 loan, and is paying 3% interest, you go for 100,000 loan, you're paying 40% interest, you can't sell the same goods at the same price. So these are some of the difficulties we are facing. So if we are competing amongst ourselves, we all know we are taking a facility for 40%. So when we come, the prices are even. And those days, almost you go to almost every shop in Abosoka or Kashi Kantamoto, one commodity, the prices are almost the same. But now, because of these activities of these foreigners, they come and then they distort the prices, and then Ghanaians are complaining that our goods are expensive. But that's not the case. The competition is not fair. It's like you are running a 100 meters race with someone, and then they've given the person advantage of 30. So already he has clocked 30, he's left with 70. So before you get to the 30, he's finished the race. So you are at a disadvantage. So these are some of the things we've been calling for. And we are saying government should enforce those laws that by the GIPC, which says that foreigner is not supposed to be in the retail sector. So it's a legitimate call we are calling for. It's not out of place. It's not out of order. It's a law that, in the wisdom of Ghana government, they came out with the law. We say implement the law and enforce it. That's all we're calling for.
Now, implement the law and enforce it. Like you've already mentioned, that most Ghanaians complain that, yes, the foreign goods that come in by the foreigners are less expensive, and so they are able to buy it. And you are saying here that, well, it's because of taxes and everything that Ghanaian goods are quite expensive. Now, how are you resolving this issue about tax so that there's a fair competition? They are from outside, they come in. How do you resolve this issue?
That is why I believe, because of all these things, that is why in the wisdom of the Ghana government, it says, as for the retail sector, let's preserve it for our indigenous. Let's preserve it for Ghanaians. So the retail sector is for Ghanaians, and it's period. No foreigner is supposed to be there. And with that, we can compete amongst ourselves, because we all go to the same market, we all go to the same bank for a facility. So if I'm going to the same bank, I'm going to, let me use GT Bank or whichever bank, and you're also going to GT Bank, if they give me a facility for 23%, they'll give it to 23%. So the playing ground is leveled, it's even. So we can compete amongst ourselves. But this is the case, the man who is coming on board has an advantage over you. You can't really compete with them. So these are some of the challenge we have. So as a government wisdom who has come out to say that no foreigner should be in the retail sector, we say, government, enforce it. So simple. And I believe if this law is enforced to the latter, to the end, it's going to be to the benefit of all Ghanaians. This cause we are fighting, you see, don't let us take ourselves in isolation, because I'm a spare parts dealer, but I don't drink spare parts. I drink milk. And somebody imports them. So we are, at the end of it all, it's consumer who suffer. Because when I bring my goods, whatever charges I pay, I will slap it on the goods, and the consumer suffer. And in our activities, what we do, we look at the purchasing power of the Ghanaian. Because if I go and bring something that is not affordable, you cannot afford it. And you'll be compelled, you need it. You'll be compelled to buy it. If you're not careful, you end up using all your salary at the end of the month to buy one item. And before the month end, you are in trouble. You keep on borrowing, and then they call it, let's scratch the wall, sand down, whatever it is. So it's a challenge as a nation, which I believe we must all stand up and fight a common cause. You know, and one of the reasons why we're doing that, we don't want Ghanaians to lose the economic power. And I keep on saying, everywhere I go, I say this, what is the point? You hold the political power and you lose economic power. Because people can use the economic power to influence your political power. So empower Ghana economically. Let the economic power come into the hands of Ghana. But as it stands now, we could see that almost all the economic power are in the hands of foreigners. Our banks are in the hands of foreigners. Our communication centers are in the hands of foreigners. And that's where a chunk of the money is coming from. So the economic power as it stands in the nation are in the hands of foreigners. We can't pride ourselves as one great Ghanaian that economically he's sound or she's sound. These are some of our challenges. This fight is a broad-based fight that we're fighting. Yes.
Now, finally, before you go, how soon are you expecting a response from your members in Kumasi to be able to take any action?
Yeah, we believe the authorities in Kumasi, GIPC is there. They must intervene, find out what is the cause, what might cause this trigger, what might trigger this action. Because we've been to seat of government, we've been to, the minister has come out to form a 30-member task force as soon as possible. I don't know whether that is done yet, but we think government is too relaxing, because we are saying that if they are to give us the law, we will implement it. But since the law is not in our hands, those enforcing agencies must implement it. If the task force were to set up, I don't think our people would have gone to close down the show, if they did that. But I believe, the task force must be up and doing, and some of the issues we ask for are short term, some to our long term. The long term, so we appreciate, as human beings, we need to collaborate with our authorities and stakeholders. So we told them, the long term one, we appreciate that one. It has to go through parliament, and because we're asking for some taxes rebate, and those one must go through parliament. And these are the long term. Parliament sit down and all agree. We've been to parliamentary telecommittee on trade. We've spoken to them. They also said they are going to look into it. But those short term ones, like flashing out foreigners from the retail sector, you don't need any parliamentary approval or anybody. Just set the task force and let them move in. Because already the person has flawed the law, and the law must catch up on the person. And that's it.
Well, thank you very much, right, Mr. George Paddy. And he's the
Joseph Paddy.
I beg your pardon. Yes. He's the PRO of the Ghanaian Union Traders Association, GUTA. Thank you for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.